Hundreds of vendors are hawking their wares in the massive exhibition hall at the Orange County Convention Center. A vast array of products is available, from interactive whiteboards to a handheld device that projects PowerPoint lessons for homeschooling or for smaller classrooms. Jim Hickey represents Learning.com. He says his company's interactive, video-based instruction products are more effective than traditional books in reaching today's tech-savvy kids.
It's storytelling to a certain extent, and I'll give an example of that. We can sit here as a group, and I can watch George Washington cross the Delaware as we're hearing and reading about it, instead of a traditional way of I'm just getting text.
The governor's education transition team strongly recommends more emphasis on virtual education. Among other things, they want to remove the cap on the number of credits a student can accrue online and provide some kind of monetary assistance for parents who want to use online resources in homeschooling. Another of the exhibits promotes the resources available from the Florida Virtual School, which is based in Orlando. Founded in 1997, the nonprofit is one of the veterans of internet-based education. Julie Young is the school's president and CEO.
We're excited because what we have been living by and speaking about for the last 14 years, we're starting to hear education leaders and politicians and decision makers talk about personalized instruction, talking about giving children options.
Young says those expanding options for the future of education could create more of a hybrid model, where students attend classes at a traditional school part of the week, but blend that with homeschooling and online study. That's actually quite similar to what's happening now at a private Christian school in Winter Park. Students at the International Community School attend 3 days a week and are homeschooled another 2 days. The school's chief administrator, Robin Terwilliger, says that hybrid approach works well for her students and their parents.
Kids are learning at a much faster rate, and the efficiency of this model really feeds into that. And I think, again, parents want control. Parents want a piece of what their children are doing. That's why so many people are parents. And they really like just a model that gives them an opportunity to be a part of their children's lives.
On the day I visited the school, some students were engaged in a very traditional, old-fashioned educational model, learning Latin through recitation. If Governor Scott eventually succeeds in expanding education vouchers in Florida, Terwilliger says her school and many of its parents and students would benefit.
Oh, I think it'd be great, because I think that's the drawback that many parents have, is just the financial component to being able to do something like this. So definitely having the extra income from the state that parents are already paying through their tax dollars would be great and would be beneficial to these parents.
Other private schools have said they don't want to take money from the state if it means they'd have to comply with state standards and submit to scrutiny from the State Department of Education. But some education experts worry that private, charter, or home schools might not be held to the same level of accountability as public schools. Elizabeth Hines is a professor of education at Stetson University in DeLand.
I think you have to be careful when you say, I'm going to dispense money to all these different organizations and groups and families and whatever. We're all using the same money. It's taxpayers' money. So as a taxpayer, I would want to know, okay, if my money is going to go to this charter school, how are you assuring me that the children in this school are getting a quality education?
The governor's education transition team doesn't specify what kinds of schools might be considered as appropriate alternatives to the public school system, but its report recommends that families be allowed to consider all available options. They may have to wait, though, because at least for this year, Governor Scott says he'll focus on other changes to the state's schools.